Lord laid something on my heart that you all pray for me. I don't know if I can get through it or not, but I'm going to try to do what he asked me to do. As you all know, my son got killed 25 years ago, and some lady sent me this in the mail, and it helped me so much that when I'd read of a death in the paper of someone that was young for their age, I'd make copies of this, and I didn't even know them, but I'd go to the funeral home and hand them out to the parents. But so I've kept this all these years, but it was written by Edgar Gust, and he, in 1930, and he had lost a child, and he went to the Lord, and this is what the Lord revealed to him, and he wrote this in poetry. You all pray that I can get through it, okay? And I want all your mothers and fathers here to realize that your children are a gift from God. Hey, Lord. I'll lend you for a while a child of mine, he said, for you to love the while he lives and mourn for when he's dead. It may be 6 or 7 years or 22 or 3, but will you, till I call him back, take care of him for me? He'll bring his charms to gladden you, and should his stay be brief, you'll have his lovely memories as a solace for your grief. I cannot promise he will stay since all from earth return, but there are lessons taught down there that I want this child to learn. I've looked the wide world over in my search for teachers true, and from the throngs that crowds life's lands, I've chosen you. Now will you give him all your love, not think the labor vain, or hate me when I come to call and take him back again? I fainted that I heard them say, dear Lord, thy will be done. For all the joy that child shall bring, the risk of grief we run. We'll shelter him with tenderness, we'll love him while we may, and for the happiness we've known, forever grateful stay. But should the angels call for him much sooner than we've planned, we'll brave the bitter grief that comes and try to understand.
Thank you, Sister LaVon. God bless you. I'd like to call your attention to the 17th Psalm. If you would like to read with me, please turn there. Psalm 17, and we'll read a few verses beginning with verse 5. I find great comfort in this psalm. The Psalms, of course, a psalm is a song. In the Psalms, sometimes we find psalms that are written giving great exclamation concerning the greatness and the majesty of God. In some of the Psalms, we find prophecy of things that were going to come in the future. One of the greatest prophecies concerning the sufferings of Christ is found in the 22nd Psalm. And then sometimes also in the Psalms, we find prayers. And I believe that some of these things that I want to share with you today, I have several Psalms that I want to share with you, and some of these were petitions that the psalmist made of God. They were prayers. But in the 17th Psalm, And these things he was asking of the Lord, beginning with verse 5. He said, "Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about, they are enclosed in their own fat, with their mouth they speak proudly. They have compassed us in our steps, they have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure, they are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness." And the thought that the Lord has given me this morning, and I would like to use the title, "The Shadow of God's Wings." I know that you've heard me at times talk about, I know no doubt you've heard other preachers preach about this. The Bible has many verses that talk about it, about the troubles and the trials that come upon us in life. Sometimes they come very unexpectedly. And oftentimes we look for answers because we have things that we face that we don't understand. I mean, we really just, many times, we just don't understand. There are things, I believe, that we really can't understand unless God allows us to, unless God gives us the insight to understand them. We're not going to understand them. All we can do is just turn to the Lord and place our trust in Him. But when we think about that, and I, this is the thought that I had when I read this psalm, and I've been taught in my life, I had people that raised me and taught me lessons when I was young that there were things that I was going to have to face, that there were going to be things that would come my way in life that I would have to just learn to face them and deal with them. But, and I understand that teaching and the aspects of that. But sometimes in the way that I would like to talk about here before you this morning, sometimes the very best thing that you can do with your problems, sometimes the very best thing that you could do with your trials and your heartaches and the things that afflict you is to just run away and hide. Just run away and hide yourself away. And we know that, and I want to share some a few verses with you here today that speak about that very thing. But we know that David was a great warrior. If you read about the life of David, you find that David was a great soldier. And he was a man of valor. He was a mighty man of war. In fact, the Bible teaches us that that's why David wasn't allowed to be the one that would build the temple, because he had too much blood on his hands. He had been such a man of war in his life. And that's why it was Solomon, his son, that was given the task of building the temple. But David, in all of his valor and his bravery and his life as a military leader, as a king, we find times that David's desire was to just run and hide. And he would pray to that end. He would pray and ask God to just help him to hide. And I'm thankful that today that I have a hiding place. You know, there's something that I have found. One of the things that I have been able to find by the help of God to be very true in the scriptures is that, you know, there's none of us that can hide from God. We cannot hide from God. There's nothing that will hide us from Him. David spoke about that. If you go to the very depths of the sea or to the highest height that you could ascend to, you can't hide from God. He said, "Whither shall I flee from thy presence? Where can I go that your spirit would not be there?" There's no place that you can hide from the Lord. But I'll tell you something else that I do find in the scriptures, that you can hide in Him. You can hide in the Lord. You know, I believe this today. I hope that I can believe this with all my heart. But I do want to tell you today that I believe that God can put us under the shadow of His wings. And He can cover us in a way that we can be sustained through anything that we face. We think a lot of times, I believe we think about God's grace in the way that we are saved by His grace. God's saving grace. That grace that gives us eternal life. But there are manifestations of grace that go beyond just God's saving grace. And we sing about, in fact, I guess that it's been somewhat of a Baptist theme song through the years, God's amazing grace. And if we even look at the words of that beautiful song, it speaks about more than just God's grace that saves us, but God's grace that sustains us. That was what the Apostle Paul, when he was praying to God about his thorn in the flesh, and he was asking God to remove it, to take it away. And I think that that's what we have a tendency to do, is when we face something, we have a tendency to ask God to take this away from us. That's what Paul was asking God. He was asking God to take away his pain, to take away his affliction. But when the answer came to him, it wasn't the Lord's desire to take it away. But he had heard his prayer. And he told him, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And so, you know, sometimes I believe that God will take things away. Sometimes when we pray, that God will remove whatever the affliction is. God will be merciful and remove it, but sometimes He doesn't. But I'm confident of this, that when we ask Him, these things. And when we look to him in prayer, when we're facing these things, that God can either remove it or he can give us the grace that will take us through. If God brings you to it, you can rest assured he can bring you through it. And so I think about this. Do you remember when you were a child? How that, I remember this many times. How that when I was a child, when something would frighten me, that I would run from it. I would run to my parents. I would run to them for safety. And I remember one time, and this may seem like a silly little thing, but I'll never forget this. It made me think about God, because he's my father. When I got saved, he became my father. He's my everlasting father. He's my heavenly father. And I'm going to always be his child. And so I was out when my sons were little. I took them fishing. And we had to walk, when we left, we had to walk back through a bunch of weeds, and we didn't get hardly anywhere until they began to whine. They began to complain that, you know, these weeds are scratching my ankles and things like this. And I told them, I said, well, deal with it, boys. Just, you know, keep on walking and just deal with it. And I was in front of them, and the actually, it was my two sons and my nephew. And we're walking through these weeds, and they kept complaining. I was like, hush, just deal with it. You know, you're going to be okay. And so we got headed up this hill through these weeds a little ways, and I heard a changed voice. I heard this little voice from behind me say, Daddy, I'm stuck. And I turned around, and there was my oldest son, Nick, and he had really got wrapped up in these weeds. I mean, he had them all around him. And there was a difference. You know, his voice had changed. It wasn't the complaining, whining voice anymore. It was a plea, Daddy, I'm stuck. And I heard that, and I turned around, and when I saw him, my heart was filled with compassion towards him. And I went back and I picked him up out of the weeds, and I was able to direct all of them around to where we could get some place where they could walk. And I thought about, I just never could seem to get that out of my mind. And I thought about, you know, God is our Father. And, you know, sometimes we just come up against things where we get stuck, don't we? I mean, you know, let's face it, life can be too much for us. I don't really, to be honest with you, and I really can't quite figure this out. I've been saved in my life. Thank God I've been saved a lot more years already than I ever was lost. I've had a friend through the years. I've had a constant friend that's always there. You know, the Bible teaches me that God is always listening to our prayers. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. His ear is always inclined unto the prayers of his people. And there have been times in my life when I was stuck, and I had to call out to God. And God's grace is truly amazing. It is amazing. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I've already come. It's been his grace that's brought me safe so far. And his grace is going to lead me home. And that's true for all of us. And I've been trying to pray and ask God that for Brother Wheat's family, for the whole Wheat family in this time of trial for them and grief for them, I've been trying to pray that God will just unfold and stretch out his wings and cover them. Jesus made reference to that when Israel had rejected him. And I want to say this, if you're here today and you're lost, that God will bring you under the shadow of his wings if you'll come to him. Jesus wept over Israel. He looked out over Jerusalem and he wept. And he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thee together as a hen doth gather her chicks under her wings, and you would not." Let me tell you something, a lost friend today, if you turn away God's protection, you're really making a serious mistake. They did. The Lord told them, "I would have just brought you to me. I would have spread my wings out over you just like a mother hen over her chickens, and I would have brought you into my bosom, but you refused it." You refused it. Birds do that. You know, an eagle or something, and I don't know a whole lot about birds. I've never studied a whole lot. I just never been inclined to sit down and read a whole lot about birds. But I do know this, that you take a big bird, you know, a big eagle or something like that, they can, and even smaller birds as far as that goes, but they can stretch their wings out over their little babies. And those little babies, when they're tucked under the wings of that mother, man, they're just as safe as they can be. I mean, that mother bird can cover those chicks and or those baby birds and keep the rain from falling on them, or keep the wind from hurting them, or ward off a predator. And I mean, when they're under those wings, they're just as safe in there as they can be. But we know under God's big wings that we're even much safer than that, aren't we? I mean, when God spreads his wings out over his children and covers us, there's nothing that can penetrate that. There's nothing that can harm that. I want you to read, as I read this verse from the 71st Psalm, verse 3, I want you to think about this. This was another plea from the psalmist towards God. "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort." We think sometimes about a resort, or perhaps even a refuge. Something or some place or someone that people run to as a refuge. Sometimes when we think about the word resort, we think about somebody that's trying to, maybe they're taking a vacation from their hard, stressful job, and they're trying to get away for a few days, and they're trying to relax, and they're trying to calm their nerves, and they're trying to settle down and just get the pressure off for a little while and just rest a little while. So they go somewhere to this faraway resort to try to rest and to try to relax. And the psalmist here asks of God, "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Be that for me, O God, that I can continually run to and find protection and find shelter." The 46th Psalm declares that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. "Therefore shall not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. And when I read that psalm, I think about how that we were being assured there in that because of the fact that God is our refuge and our strength, that even when everything, even the elements around us are out of place, if we'll hide under God's wings, we won't have to be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Those were the words of Jesus to his disciples before he left them and went to the cross. In the 143rd Psalm, verse 9, it says, "Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me." Remember what I said about David, about how that it spoke about times where he would run away. And it wasn't perhaps a physical departure, but what he was talking about was when he was facing these things, he was talking about hiding himself away in the Lord and praying and asking God to help him do that. I flee unto you, God. I run unto you that you may stretch out your wings and hide me. There's a good old hymn. You may have heard it in your life. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. God, just take me in and keep me safe. And I believe God can do that. And I believe God will do that. He will have compassion on his people. When the storms of life come, I've seen this happen. When the storms of life come, we can fall apart. I've seen families, unfortunately, I've seen families before fall apart. Just crumble and fall apart under the pressures of life. And if we try to make it without God, that's going to happen to us, isn't it? Because we're just not sufficient. I'm convinced of that. We're not sufficient. We don't have the strength in us for the trials. But God has these big wings, and he can overshadow us under the shelter of his wings. And he can protect us. We don't know from day to day what's going to befall us or what's going to happen to us. None of us know. But I do know this, that God can shelter us. God can give us grace. And he can see us through it, whatever that it is. I've got one more that I want to read. Psalm 27, verse 5. This is a psalm where David declares that God is his light and his salvation and the strength of his life. That's in Psalm 27 and 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He's the strength of my life. In Psalm 27, 5, David said, "In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock." I want to ask you something today. How many of you have tried the Lord in your life and found out that these things are so? That God really can. Sister Pat, He really can. Just stretch out his wings and draw you in. Pull you close to him. God can embrace you. I know he's done it for me. God can embrace you like nobody else could ever embrace you. And you can know and you can feel that God has you in his hands, that God has you under his wings. And there's a peace and a safety in that that I felt. It's nothing else in the world has ever matched that. So I would like to ask you to remember and ask God to keep you as the apple of his eye, to hide you under the shadow of his wings. To pray that prayer for those who are so grief-stricken, those among us who are so hurt, to just ask God to be their refuge and strength, to be that help in trouble that only he can be. I thank you today for your attention. And I thank the Lord for saving my soul. I thank him for the spirit of adoption. The Bible talks about whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know what that really means? That means when God takes us in and makes us his child, we're able to say, Daddy. We're able to call him Dad, our heavenly Father, whereby we call him our Father, Abba, Father. And I know that when his children call upon him from a sad heart, that he's moved with compassion and he'll pick us right up and he'll carry us. So God bless you. I hope and pray that we'll always remember that there's not a problem that we'll ever have in life that God is not able to help us through. Nothing's too big for God. Wonder if anybody has a word. That's all I have today. Thank you, Brother Buddy.